Soon after, Alice Merrill Horn ran for and was elected to the Utah legislature in 1898, she assembled 37 collections of Utah art to be displayed in public schools.
She felt it was very important for young children to be exposed to original artwork and live with it and be influenced by it.
Karen Horn is Alice's great-granddaughter and owner of the Horn Fine Art Gallery and Studio.
I think she'd be disgusted that this work that was intended for educational purposes and to enrich students and be cultural heritage is going to someone's living room.
Horn watched Tuesday as members of the Logan School District's Board of Education voted to sell 10 works of donated art for more than $400,000.
I was very disappointed when the Logan City School District decided to sell these works.
Representatives from a number of Northern Utah arts organizations, including Cache Valley Center for the Arts Executive Director Wendy Hassan, had pushed for the district to delay the sale of public paintings to private art collectors until they could apply for grants, ask Utah lawmakers for state funding, and work together to keep the art in a public gallery.
I pushed for a delay because Logan City School District's action galvanized statewide attention to these collections.
The Uinta School District donated their collection to the local Heritage Museum, where it is currently on display.
Actually, many districts care for their art very well. If districts are having difficulties in caring for the art, there are many, many entities that would be happy to assist.
Logan School District will use the money from the art auction sale to repair 30 pieces that weren't sold and will set up an endowment to promote artistic and cultural experiences for disadvantaged students. From Utah Public Radio News, I'm Owen Sidwell.